car owner, and they were wrestling, and he was driving through, and he was the one who broke the door, and I tried to on the video. I thought, oh, you're right.
I'm getting you on evidence right now, I'm getting you. You beat me several times. Never apologize and you still don't talk to me. You're twice my size.
But it's a warning until little kids are left on their own street. Then it's not a warning anymore. Then we have to take action. And once little kids are put in jeopardy, I have an obligation on your own to report them.
Yeah, I think he's got serious problems.
It's not just some kids being high and dying. It starts involving a lot of innocent people.
Like, you know, me getting beat by you. Yeah, that sounds about right. I can't even record video of him without risking myself getting beat down by him again. Anyway, I'm sick and tired of his bullshit. He's at least twice my size. Probably more than twice my size. I don't know. It feels like he's twice my size when he beats me. When he punches me down to the ground repeatedly. Sends me to the hospital. No one in my family cares. When he beats me, I'm in drag. I'm in drag when he beats me. I've never done anything wrong. To him or anybody. It's crazy. He just beats people down. He's unstable. And when I moan about what's happened, people look at me like I could be crazy. And I'm like, no, no. He moved home almost 4 years ago and has never stopped being that kind of lunatic. He never apologizes. We're not even on speaking terms. He does not speak to me. And I'm like, what did I ever do wrong to him? But it's because of him being intolerant and a transphobic homophobe, I guess, or something. He's definitely a crazy misogynist racist person. He hates women and he hates blacks. That much I can see about him, so whatever. It's unsafe to live around him. He exemplifies all the problems that he sees in other people. He is all the problems that he sees in other people. He's an emotional wreck. These people enable him. That's an enablement of violence. These people are all assholes. I'm so tired of my family. I don't like any of these people.